welcome to episode 17 of Anime and Us Other. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime movies? Sometimes? Sort of? I don't know.
Alright guys, we're doing another Lupin movie this week. It is... What's the name? The Seeker of Twilight Gemini.
Or at least that's the English name of it.
Yeah, the Japanese name is... Okay, let's try this. Towarito Gemini no Himitsu.
I guess Gemini is Twilight in Japanese, huh?
No, so like their language, so Twilight is probably Himitsu.
Then what's
the... Or this word right here. A lot of times, because I know this just from doing Spanish class and my 2 weeks of doing it, their sentences are structured differently than our sentences, because just how different languages are structured. So like, if you take a simple sentence, the verb could be in a completely different place. The noun could be in a completely different place.
Yeah, but what's Gemini then? What do you think Gemini is? What word is?
I would think Gemini. G J.
But there isn't Gemini in the English version. Oh, it is.
Okay. I had to scroll up. That would have been perfect for video. Just watch me scroll up.
Yeah. So I'm mistaken. I thought it. I didn't think it was the word Gemini in there.
That's a simple mistake. All right. It released in August 2nd, 1996. 90 minutes runtime, which I don't think I've ever said before. The Legend of Twilight Gemini, English title used in Japan. Dubbed by Funimation in 2002. There wasn't a wiki for this.
Yeah,
we had to get the wiki fandom.
Right. Did you want to bring up the other wiki so we could talk about that other thing?
Oh, yeah.
So, looking through the regular Lupin the Third Wikipedia, looking for this thing, we found a little note about a copyright issue, and we discovered something that we've been asking a question about for, like, ages. The whole Lupin thing and the wolf thing that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's because of copyright reasons. But, apparently, Monkey Punch did not ask the permission to use the Lupin name when they started, like, doing all this. But the guy who made it, the estate fell off, and so the name went into common use, so that's why they're able to use it in some instances.
So I thought Lupin the Third, the anime, was, like, the original. I guess there were books or something, and Monkey Punch owned it?
No, there is a...
Who owned it originally?
This LeBanc guy.
But, like, what did he have? Did he have books where he used Lupin? Like, no, you know what I mean? Like, I think they're taking his name.
I think he did the original anime. That's the non-translated first season.
So, what I'm confused about is, like, let's say you make an anime called TJ Goes to the Store. And then I make an anime, clearly a sequel, or at least the same TJ Goes to the Store, just a different story or a continuation of some sort. Like, I already bought the rights to that. I had to have. Right. I wouldn't be able to make the show without that. It doesn't make any sense that I had the rights to make the show, but not the rights to TJ, the name. That doesn't really make any sense to me.
Well, the manga was released from 1967 to 1969.
Okay.
And then there was another manga from 1977 to 1981.
Then another manga.
And then another. Written by Monkey Punch.
Yeah, the first two were Monkey Punch.
So they're all Monkey Punch must have... They did the mangas, apparently.
Which is the source material, got it. But, like, if you're going to make a TV show or a movie off of it, you bought the rights to it. How did you lose the rights to Lupin the name, but not the rest of the show? Like, did they... What I'm wondering is, like, did they make the Lupin TV show movie or whatever they didn't have the rights to without getting the rights? Like, did they just make it without his permission? That would be wild.
Or maybe... And this is what I'm thinking, because it looks like they wrote the manga and everything else. Maybe Lupin the Third was something else completely. Like, maybe...
And then the manga started.
And then they took... Like, maybe it's actually based off of another story.
Yeah. That would make sense, but you would still need the copyright from Monkey Punch. 100%.
I'm saying, Monkey Punch isn't Monkey Punch behind all the movies and stuff, too? Because I'm pretty sure they are. Alright, what I'm saying, maybe Monkey Punch took the name from something else when they created the character.
Oh, so Monkey Punch didn't have the name legally for it either?
Well, when it says, they did not ask permission to use the Arsène Lupin name, and at the time, Japan did not enforce copyright trade rules.
So,
by the time the estate of this LeBlanc guy took legal action, the name was considered already into common use. However, the copyright stuff did not apply in North America and Europe, so that's why in the dubs over here,
that okay, It was broken down for me. Makes sense. Makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Monkey Punch is a bit of a to do that. But whatever.
Yeah, but we also...
It wasn't illegal, so you can't be upset with them.
Also, we actually don't know what it is, because we didn't look into it. Maybe... Yeah,
well, it doesn't matter what it was originally. The Arsene Lupin name was owned by someone else.
Or maybe this LeBlanc guy was owned Monkey Punch at the time, or something like that.
And the Monkey Punch left, and they thought they had the rights.
Yeah.
That's possible. I mean, that happens. And then there's huge legal, you know, right. court bullshit about it.
We clearly didn't look into this. We literally stumbled upon it.
That's kind of how we do everything.
All right, so...
And now we're done with it without completing the information for it.
That sounds about right. So, yeah, we're doing the Twilight of the Gemini or something. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, which I think just refers to the diamond. The diamond key and the diamond treasure.
Yeah, so...
Probably refers to both.
With that said, premise.
Well, I mean, Lupin movie. Let's go get a treasure.
Yeah, well, what's the premise of this Lupin movie?
Lupin receives this half gem, half diamond, which is a key to a much larger treasure in some country.
Mm-hmm.
Very typical Lupin movie. They have to get the other half of it for it to work, and they do that, and it works.
Pretty much.
That's the end of the review. Oh, you can see more nudity in this one.
Oh, there is a lot of nudity in this one. I don't
like the other ones. I wanted to say it was tasteful, but it was brief.
Yeah.
And this one, it was like, wow, all right. This is Ichigo's tits. Yeah. And then you kept seeing her tits.
Not just hers either. The other female character, yes. too. It was almost egregious, the amount of nudity. Every time,
than any other Lupin movie. All of them put together, I would say.
Yeah. Every time a bad guy had a female in their company, they ripped their shirt off. It's like, wow. Okay.
I didn't know it was Fujiko when he was in bed with her and she was like trying to get information out of him, taking clothes off. And I'm like, is that Fujiko? Doesn't look or sound like her at all. And then he says, hey, Fujiko, or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I guess it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
That just goes to what I've said about Fujiko. She's a vastly different character, but still sort of in the same...
Still the same character, same,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's so weird. She was a blonde, too, with ginormous tits.
They actually said... They mentioned the blonde hair. He said, you changed your hair for me this time. Oh, no, actually, he said, you changed your hair. She said, yeah, I changed it for you.
Okay.
Because she wanted... the information out of them, so she came there to seduce them.
To the carpet match the drapes.
Honestly, with the character of Fujiko and the way she's drawn, I don't think there is a carpet.
Probably not. Although that would be very risque for anything before the 2000s.
Yeah. Honestly, this is pretty much the standard Lupin story.
Was there any supernatural stuff? I don't know if I paid enough attention to it.
No. There was no.
I don't think there was, which is a little bit unstandard. Right. Yeah, there's usually not always a little bit of supernatural.
But at Lupin's core, this is what you would get.
Yeah, you got Lupin.
This is a case of clear treasure, a treasure hunt. And honestly, it's a little more sentimental than more movies because he's doing it as a favor to an old friend and stuff. And even though there's $1 billion and Lupin actually...
Wasn't the old friend was the guy that lived in that area, right?
With
the mustache?
No. The old friend that he's the old guy in the beginning.
Diamond.
That character was weird.
It looked like Lupin, but with like the weird facial hair and a mustache.
I don't know.
It looked like, odd to say, but it looked like a Middle Eastern version of Lupin, but with the same skin tone. Really weird.
Yeah, and I mean, this whole movie takes place in Morocco, so everything's kind of... Yeah.
The plot's kind of bland. Like, I don't...
It is kind of bland.
Random bad guy with a whip. Lupin's a better fighter in this one than he's ever been.
Yeah, I mean, he still gets his ass kicked and he's Goyamon to save him.
Yes, but he's doing more fighting, less running.
But you know what? I like the fact that he needs to be saved by Goyamon.
Oh, yeah,
I love it. Goyamon is like...
And what's his name?
Jigen. Yeah, but like the fact that he needs those guys to save his ass every time.
He's not Goku. He's not He's not the character that does everything.
Right.
It's a good thing.
I really do like that about it. But even though we're saying it's standard, and I don't even say it's bland.
It felt a little bland to me. I didn't feel any flavor except for the nudity.
I understand where you're coming from with how it's bland because it's just another treasure hunt. But they really focused more on like backstory in this one too. Why the diamond is doing this and why the characters are who they are.
And for me, I hate that. Because these characters aren't going to be here in the next movie.
That's fair.
It's like watching an anime that's very heavily story-driven with your main characters and even your side characters. And then they throw in an episode with this one-off side character that you're never going to see again. It's like, what's the point in that episode? I want character development for the main cast.
That's fair, but I would also say every single Lupin movie is a standalone movie, and they kind of do it in every movie, and that's kind of the point.
I understand, I just don't like that so much.
No, I know.
But you're right.
I agree with you with that. And, like, this one really focuses on Lupin falling in love with this princess kind of thing. It's like, this is like the third princess he's fell in love with.
It's a bit of a trope now.
Yeah.
I think after two, it's a trope.
I remember there was a second movie he had to go rescue the princess of another country who, out of the castle and stuff like that. So, but yeah, so he seems to fall for princesses a lot.
Can't blame the guy.
I know, and it's a standard Lupin movie thing. They do get the treasure at the end,
which I mean, and they kept it. the treasure was just like boatloads of diamonds.
Yeah,
and, so that's not terrible.
And they got.
I mean, they're f***ing up the diamond market. Unless you only sell a couple a year, like you're flooding it.
I mean, who cares?
Well, sure, but like their $5 billion in diamonds is now worth $1.5 billion. Because they try to sell them all at once, which they probably wouldn't do.
They would sell enough to finance what they need, and then they would go into, if they're smart, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know, Lupin usually doesn't get the money, so
how smart is he? this is the second movie in a row.
I think it's the second movie ever that he's done it so far. All the other movies, I don't think he kept them.
Right, it's true, but yeah, I think it's...
He always had money, and we always knew that he was, you know, completing heists, but... I think this is the second time we've actually seen it.
Yeah, but I think it's the second movie in a row, and it's the second time he got to keep a diamond.
So, maybe it's a diamond thing.
I don't know, but it's interesting in that regards.
I want some more aliens. My Lupin. Come on.
You want more aliens?
Yeah, I want more Supernatural.
Did we only get aliens once?
I think it could be argued more than once, but yeah.
No, the first one was the giant brain.
Yes, that was definitely alien.
No, that was a guy reincarnated and himself, cloning himself from prehistoric ages. There was no aliens.
Oh, it was alien-esque.
It was sci-fi, maybe, but he was on Earth the entire time. No,
the
aliens.
Alien one was the Statue of Liberty.
No.
Those were aliens.
Was it
aliens? Yeah.
I thought that was the one with the pyramid. With the old lady who turned out to be an alien. And the one where they were driving through that giant face in the beginning.
I don't know. Maybe two, definitely one. Which one? I mean, who knows?
There's been a lot of Lupin movies.
Yeah, if we've done now 17.
I think this is 17 episodes of Other, but we did other movies.
We did a couple other, probably only 10 to 12 of them, though. Yeah. I think most of them are Lupin
now. I think it was, we did Akira, Ghost in the Shell, and then Howl's Moving Castle, The Girl That Left Through Time. And
Ghost of Three.
And then the other one where the... can't remember what it's called, with the meteor crashing and killing the whole town.
Yes, four. We did the deaf girl one, too. Five. So this will be 12.
Yeah. So, yeah, we did 12 Lupin movies. It's hard to keep
them. That's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
And I'm not tired of them. It's just, I'm a little tired.
I mean, they're a little tired, but honestly, they're easy to watch, and they're a nice break.
Almost always an hour and a half. Like, yeah, it's very clean cut. Like, you know what you're getting out of it.
Like, you can watch it the day of you're doing the podcast right before, and you don't feel like you spent your whole day doing it. So,
especially on 1.5 speed.
It's your new favorite thing.
Not for everything, but for Lupin, yes. Like, I couldn't do that with the other show that we watched this week, the past 2 weeks. It didn't work with it.
No.
Yeah, I don't know why. You'd think it would, because it was slow. We'll talk about it in the other episode, I guess. Lupin movie. Wasn't bad. Wasn't great.
Yeah, I would say that's a lot of tits. Like, an egregious amount of tits.
Almost a sexist amount.
Almost. I was like, wow, they really upped it in this one. I don't know why. They're usually conservative with that. And, I mean, for some reason.
Yeah.
Because it's Japan, you wouldn't think they were, but in Lupin movies, they really were.
Yeah. One thing I'll say is, like, I definitely got the James Bond feel again. Sometimes you get it more than others, and I got that a lot in this one, especially in the beginning.
You said this was 1997, right? This one?
96, 97.
96, 97? Yeah. I mean, at this point, wasn't, like, James Bond really big?
Yeah. Pierce Brosnan, I think, did his first one by then, something like that.
Yeah, so I think it was... James Bond was just coming back into style after the Timothy Dalton bad ones from the 80s.
Yeah, beats me.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you see the new Batman?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did.
We should do an episode. It was good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I did too.
So the juice he shot himself up with at the end, spoilers for the Batman. Do you think that was adrenaline, or do you think that was venom?
Before you go into that, let's just mention, we're only talking about this now because we need to extend the episode.
Well, yes, and it's interesting to talk about.
Okay, now what the juice at the end.
So at the end, he juiced himself up, he was about to pass out, and he needed to fight one of the Riddlers.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, whatever. And the juice was green colored.
I think
so. My theory, before I saw anything online, was that's like a product, that's like a venom juice, and the next movie's going to have Bane in it.
Maybe. But if it was, well, it's a new movie, who knows?
Could be any kind of version of venom juice. It could be a early version of it.
I think maybe a distilled version of it or something. Or a weaker version of it. It would have to be, because if he would have taken a full dose of venom, at least comic-wise,
he should have killed the kid.
He would have freaked out, so...
Yeah, this could be an early version or a refined version. Could be either or. The early version could be not what they wanted to make, where they wanted rage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or the refined version could be the perfected version of the bullshit version that Bane has. You know, it could be either.
I don't know. They teased the Joker at the end of that movie, though.
They did. Well, did you see the trailer? Or not the trailer, the scene that's online only?
No.
There's a whole scene where Batman goes and talks to the Joker, and it's not part of the movie.
Well, if it's not part of the movie, I didn't watch it.
It's good. It's pretty good. The Joker, it's an interesting Joker, but I just rewatched the...
Dark Knight?
Yeah, the Dark Knight movies with my kids. It's a good Joker. And the movies might not be the best Batman movies. They might not be the best movies in general, but like he did a good job.
I hate that Joker.
I don't know if I love it, like in love with it with how some people are, because some people are stupid about it.
Yeah.
But I think he's good.
Look, I will say, I don't like the Dark Knight movie. I think it's not a great movie, honestly. But I love Heath Ledger as an actor. I think he's a fantastic actor, and I think he did a good job in the role. I just don't like that portrayal of the Joker.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. You know what I liked more, though, than the Joker? Was Two-Face.
Yeah,
I love Two-Face in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, he felt like a means to an end, though.
He did. Yeah, he didn't feel like a proper bad guy. Kind of like how the Scarecrow was in the first one. He was just
kind of
there.
He's kind of in a background and not focused on enough.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, and I hate Batman in those movies, too, because Batman freaking is an idiot. He never figures anything out. He's always reacting. He never does anything to get to anything. He always shows up late to fix anything.
Yes. In The Batman, the new one, even though this is supposed to be the Detective Batman figuring everything out, he doesn't figure out a whole lot either.
Well, see,
he figures out a couple things, but they're all kind of trivial.
Yeah, but see, the difference is it's a mystery.
Yeah, no. There's a huge difference.
Yeah,
there's a huge difference. I'm just saying, like, I'm a little upset with the Batman in this one small area because, like, I wanted him to be more like what's the movie with what's in the box?
The Notebook movie. Seven.
Like, that movie was such a great movie where it's a mystery and you're figuring things out and the character is figuring things out.
Yeah.
Not just being given to him. And I felt like a lot was given to the Batman. He didn't figure out a whole lot.
I feel like with the Batman, this is still new Batman. He's still Batman. Yeah. So I don't think he's got it all figured out.
Which is fine. It's a small criticism because I really enjoyed the movie. I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
I agree with you, but I just kind of brush it off. Because he's been Batman, like, what, 2 years at this point?
This is year two, so he's been a Batman for 1 year and change.
Right, okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, he's still new to this, and he hasn't figured out everything. Mm-hmm. So, that's why I excused it. And plus, this is the first time I'm assuming that he has faced anybody, like the Riddler.
Yeah, I think before this, it was just criminals.
Mob people and stuff like that.
That was good, though. I liked it a lot. There's, it's on HBO Max now.
Oh, is it?
I don't have a subscription to it, though. You can buy it, but it's like $32 because they're trying to sell it to you early. You.
But back to Lupin, because that's what we're supposed to be reviewing here.
All right, well, the Batman, I say a solid 8 out of 10.
I'm not going to give it a number, but I will say it's probably the best live-action movie Batman we have so far.
As a movie, yes. But like the cartoony ones, like they're just fun. I remember this as kids.
Yeah, but have you watched them recently?
We're going to. We just bought them all. You can get them on Vudu for 4K for $20. All six of them.
Yeah, that Batman and Robin movie with Mr. Freeze.
Six or four, I can't remember.
Horrendous.
Oh, I'm sure it's god awful. But like, I have good childhood nostalgia with it.
I did too. But me and Marcus reviewed those movies, and Marcus went into it feeling like you, yay, like this. He came out hating them.
I bet. Also, watching something to review and watching something to watch it are very different things.
Yeah, I know. But he was like, I was so wrong. And
oh, yeah.
So
I'm sure they're terrible.
This is a, I guess this is a plug for Movies and Us too.
Yeah, definitely. You guys gotta watch the Batman.
It's we're going chronologically through all the superhero movies.
Okay.
So eventually we'll get there. We'll bring you one for it.
Yes, yes. Oh, before we move off from Batman, one last thing. I'm watching The Dark Knight with my daughter, and she goes, "Daddy, why when Bruce Wayne talks as Batman is his voice all cold and dark and crusty and musty?" And I did not have a good reason for her, but I laughed my ass off because he's got this, "Where is she?" Yeah,
it's not a reason why I hate that Batman.
What's even, like, the voice is bad, but also his lips. You ever watch his lips when he's talking as Batman? His lips are always out like Trump. He's always like this with his lips. And I can't do the voice with my lips out, but he does it somehow and it's wet. Like, his lips are wet and they're sticking out forward. It's f***ing weird. But my daughter saying that was hilarious. The reason I gave her was is that as he's Batman, some people know both Bruce Wayne and Batman, and if he doesn't change the voice, they'll figure out who he is.
That's exactly why he does it.
That's exactly why. But it's a bit much. I think, what's his name in the new one?
Robert
Pattinson does a better job of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He does change his voice, but it's not too much. It's a very subtle.
Christian Bale's a terrible Batman. He's a good Bruce
They're
Wayne.
Good movies.
He's a good Bruce
fun
Wayne.
Fun to watch. They're not terrible Batman movies.
Batman Begins is actually really good.
The funny thing is, that's my least favorite of the three.
That's my favorite of the three.
That's my least favorite of
the three. I like that one the best. I actually think that's a good movie. I don't hate it.
I don't think it's a bad movie.
I don't like The Dark Knight, and Dark Knight Rises is just terrible.
The Dark Knight Rises is a mess of a movie, but it was fun. I watched it with the kids recently.
But to be fair, I've only seen it once.
That was my second time watching it.
But I do remember it being way too long.
Yeah, I think it was 3 hours. I think it was a solid 3 hours. Way too long. I like 3 hour movies if they're worth it. They have to be worth it.
It can't feel like 3 hours.
Otherwise, you're watching it in two installments. Anyway, all right, that's enough of Batman.
All right, back to Lupin, because that's what we're reviewing.
Well, there's a Batman review mixed in there.
Whatever. But this was I want to say this Lupin movie is probably somewhere in the middle of the Lupin movies that we watched.
I think the last one or the one before that we said was somewhere in the middle too, but it is. It's not.
But we also said one of the last ones was one of the better ones.
Yeah, one of those was one of the better ones.
So this one, I actually think it's upper tier middle though.
Mid. So it's in the mid tier, but it's on the upper part of the mid, yes.
Yes. So.
Six.
Yeah, it's definitely a solid six. Yeah. I would say so. All right, and. There's your 25 Batman review.
All right, next episode is Melancholy of Haruhi.
Sure.
Suzumiya?
I think
I got that right.
Good for you, because I couldn't tell you what the name of it is.
All right, guys, see ya.
Bye.